This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Patrick Murphy, superintendent of the Mount Olive School District. Welcome to the show, Superintendent Murphy.
Thank you.
We are going to discuss today something we discussed about 6 months ago, only it's taken a few more turns and twists, and that is, again, measures concerning school funding. And just before, well, let's say just after the new year, when things looked like they were supposed to start looking better for school districts as far as funding, there was a measure taken by the governor to do a mandatory veto, which has actually, I guess, from what I understand, and we're going to let you discuss it, put the new funding or the different funding on hold. And if you could tell us about that measure.
There was a new funding. We have new funding in the state of Illinois that is going to distribute money to the schools in the largest need. They tiered schools down to what level schools are per pupil spending. And most schools in this area are not spending anywhere near the amount of adequate amount of money to educate children, especially compared to collar counties or even the national average. So this new formula, that evidence-based funding formula that the state adopted last year, is going to address all new monies were going to flow to the schools that are highest need, which was going to help all the schools in our area. But as most bills, they found that there was a few little pieces of that bill that they needed to clarify the language before they'd send out the money. So they made a trailer bill, which was Senate Bill 444, which was just clarifications on how this money was to be distributed. That's the bill that our governor put a mandatory veto on right before Christmas, which will further delay. So to this point, we have not received any of this new money according to this evidence-based model that these schools in the highest need are supposed to receive. We received nothing.
What was it exactly that the governor vetoed which sort of derailed the process?
And again, it was just clarification of the language was the bill, but what he's looking for is more tax credits for charter schools. And he wants to add a piece of language that will give more tax credits to charter schools and parochial schools.
Then now that that has been done, does the legislature need to go back into session and take one or two different methods of what they're going to do?
Yes, and when they come back to Springfield here in late January, they can either accept the mandatory veto, they can vote to override his mandatory veto. But listening to our legislators, they're not quite sure how they're going to handle this. During an election year, and everyone is worried during an election year, from what I've heard, they're not quite sure how they're going to handle this at this point, which all of this legislative, whatever we want to call it, is just further delaying giving the money that's necessary to educate children.
Now, this money that was supposed to go to the most needy schools and then from there trickle down, I guess, if they don't take any action pertinent to its distribution, will this build up and at some point, again, it's very confusing with the state, will that build up and then when finally something's done, will you guys, school districts, see the money however it comes?
And that's a good question, because in theory, they say yes. They say that this money has been set aside by Ms. Mendoza's office to make sure that these schools receive this money. And so this $350 million that we're referring to has been set aside, we've been told, and will be distributed to these schools once there is a clear bill that outlines how that is to be done. The latest that I've heard now is the earliest that can occur is either April or May. This timeline has been ever-changing. As we talked in the fall, it was going to be October or November. Then it was going to be January or February. Now it is April or May. I'm sorry to say, this is how the state of Illinois seems to operate.
And I guess this could even go into a further complicated situation should the state revert back to what it went through for a while if... say we have budget problems come up again?
And you are correct, because the state of Illinois does have many budgetary concerns, even at their level. And when speaking with other superintendents, one of the major concerns that we have is that we really want to make sure this money is put into the system this fiscal year, which for a school ends June 30th, because according to the law, that then becomes the foundation level. They are not supposed to be able to pay us less than we received the previous year. So if this money would be distributed, and I use the word if, then that becomes our new foundation level for next year. And they're supposed to start at that point. So they no longer, because in the past, these past 8 to 10 years, when they prorate general state aid, it isn't just the schools that have the most money that are being affected. It's the schools that have the least money that depend upon general state aid were being drastically affected by the state's inadequacy in not funding our schools.
And just to point out how close this came to maybe a school district like yourself or any other school district that was in line, you were scheduled to go to, I guess, what they call a tier hearing or the first group of people that would hear about how this money was going to be funded just a few days after this veto.
That is correct. The state has scheduled, and those will continue to go on. The state has scheduled these meetings to explain to us how this formula was established and what is in this formula, and then how it relates to us with how we have to define and tie it to our standards that are required by law. So superintendents across the state are attending meetings learning about the system that the governor then vetoed.
This tier system you're talking about, does it appear you, a school district, say like Mount Olive or one of those that need the funding more, do you have any figures of what you'll really be receiving, or is that still a mystery?
Again, what these meetings are is they're trying to give us the figures to show that, but until they get this trailer bill cleaned up, they do not have all the calculations necessary to determine that number.
So it's a standby and wait situation.
That is correct.
Question I have outside of this latest wrinkle that goes on with getting school districts funding from the state is, overall, you know, we know that for a while there was a lot of problems with any kind of funding. Is funding at least coming from the state now as far as not new money?
And you hear me laugh. Half. We are receiving our general state aid payments. And with this new formula, that does include, and you've heard me speak about the term categorical payments. The categorical payments in the past included transportation, special education, as well as early childhood, pre-K early childhood was another one, which is a state-funded formula which comes through categorical payments. They shifted the majority of special education payments into our general state aid payment. We have received our general state aid payments, which are bi-monthly, on time, which is a good thing. But in the same breath, we've received zero categorical payments for this fiscal year.
So for the Mount Olive School District, how far is the state behind, if you have the figure?
It's well over $100,000 because we're now two categorical payments behind, and the third one's coming up here in March, which at this time, like I said, they've made no categorical payments.
And that's outside of the new funding, correct?
That's outside of the new funding. And I laugh because this has been a common practice for the state over the past few years.
Basically, one can say most of the school districts in this area are, again, getting deficit funding from the state, basically.
That is correct. We're still not being funded at even the bare minimum that they stated they would fund us at because they're not making their categorical payments.
One question I would have is, if this doesn't come about in, say, now the projected March or April timeline that the state has given, everyone has worked on their budgets and things like that. What's that going to do to the next fiscal year for school districts?
And that's a very good question because, again, as I stated earlier, the foundation level, if we receive that money, our foundation level would go up. But if we do not, we get no additional money from what we received the previous year. So just because the state and the state legislators state they're going to add $350 million to public education, and then they proceed to do nothing. So, they get caught up in their own system and can't pass bills, and if it does not get done, it will drastically hurt and affect the schools that are in the need the most, the schools that are spending the least amount of money on students for educating students in Illinois, which is most of central and southern Illinois, will again be shortchanged by the state of Illinois.
As we come to the end of the program, is there anything school districts can do or even individual citizens or anything to voice concern about this? Or is this just something, because it's technical in nature, there's just nothing to do?
No, then there is something to do, and that is to contact your legislators. We must keep the pressure on our senators and our state legislators, representatives, to let them know that we do want the children of Illinois to be educated, and we must have the funding necessary to educate these children and follow the promises that they passed last year, and to make sure that this bill gets through. Education is of the utmost importance for the future of our state, but yet they keep getting bogged down in shortchanging the children of Illinois.
Superintendent Patrick Murphy, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.